The universe. Welcome to this week's live dev blog. With me tonight are our two devs, Chris Nitori and Mourine. Sorry, I keep having to check the pronunciation of those two names. Tonight's topic is the FanFest. By this time next week, we will have already seen the end of our first day. And Chris Nitori and Mourine are our chief organizers, so hopefully we'll be getting some more information about the schedule, about how to get to Iceland, what awaits all the people that are coming, and how you can find out more. So I'm going to start off with the first question from Michael Dre, actually, and a fairly topical one. It's, what's the drinking age limit in Iceland? And on a more serious note, is CCP going to take any responsibility towards serving of minors?
Hello. Yes, the drinking age in Iceland is 20, and we will be carding when we're serving alcohol at the venue. This includes during the day and also at the party on Saturday night.
So alcohol will in fact be served all day?
Oh, yes. And we were just talking with the venue management this afternoon, actually, and apparently their goal is to actually serve two different types of beer, so people will have an option.
Always good to hear that. And actually, about serving beer, is it going to be cheaper than normal Icelandic prices, or will we have to pay the sometimes eye-gouging levels of pricing that exists in some of our more exclusive bars? Okay, well, that's good. Well, moving away from the more drink, from the alcohol-centered stuff, could you guys give us an overview of the schedule already, or maybe let us know what kind of events are going to be taking place, and perhaps who is going to be dealing with what?
Yeah. One of the plans over the whole 3 days is that on Thursday, since a lot of people are going to be arriving at different times, we set for the roundtables to happen on Thursday, and most of the roundtables that are happening are also repeated later. So if you're coming late on Thursday, don't worry, you'll be able to join in the roundtables later on Friday or Saturday. With that in mind, most of the lectures, actually all the lectures, are going to be happening on Friday and Saturday, and we have a whole selection of different types of presentations from the CCP devs, talking about all the different things that go into making EVE, the programming, from GMs and customer support and QA and game design and content and all of that, and also wanting to hear from the players. We have the Alliance panel, we're going to hear from the current CSM representatives as well and talk about how that's all functioning, their feelings on it. And also the players will get a chance to talk directly and ask questions directly to the CSM during that presentation. Aside from that, roundtables, presentations, we're hosting the silent auction again this year to support the Child's Play charity. See what else. Oh, well, of course, the PvP tournament. Can't forget that. We're also bringing back the live agent event, where we're going to have the CCP devs playing agents around the venue, and anyone can go up and sign up as a level one and go around and do missions around the venue for a ISK, which can then be turned into the store for rewards, which include beer tickets, some merchandise, like maybe a small poster or shot glass or something like that.
Now, this ISK you mentioned as mission rewards, that's not real Icelandic krona, though.
No. But yeah, the tokens that you'll get aren't actually ISK. We're not going to be giving out money to the players. I'm sorry to say, we're not giving out money to the players at this event.
All right. Now, of course, before you can run any of these live, you have to get in the door. And Thor asks, now, because the news that access passes will be available at the door has gone out, but in what currency are those going to be charged? Are they going to be dollars, euros, Icelandic krona?
Please stand by. We're ha apparently there's slight technical difficulties. I think we've been fixed now.
Oh wow, nobody's heard me till now. Hi, this is Chris Natori, and I was answering Aaron, and no one could hear me. So yes, you will be able to buy access passes at the door at the venue next week. We are setting up a slightly different structure this year because of the recent economic issues here in Iceland. Iceland-based players who haven't purchased their reservations or their registrations yet will get a slightly discounted price. Everyone else who can show up and hasn't bought theirs yet already, though if you're coming from overseas, that would be kind of surprising at this point, that you will also be able to buy either through credit card or through ISK. And while we're on this point, I will tell you, you are able to exchange your currency when you come to the country. You can also use credit cards pretty much anywhere in the country. Your hotels will take it. Most of the hotels have ATMs. The bars still like your credit cards. The Eve store likes your credit cards. But there is currency exchange both at the airport, and the local banks can make that happen for you as well if you're bringing in pounds, euros, American dollars.
In fact, there's never been a better time to bring foreign currency into Iceland. We accept it with a beaming smile and open arms. Okay, moving on. Slightly second logistical type question. Lord Swift was asking, is there a coach he can catch at the airport? And do you know how roughly about how much it costs?
Hi. Yes, there is actually. There's a service called the Flybus, which is offered by Reykjavik Excursions. They have a kiosk right by the main doors before you go out outside the airport. The bus runs about every 40 minutes or so, and it'll take you from the Keflavik Airport out into Reykjavik, where you can either catch a taxi or jump on the public bus system. And for a single way ticket from the airport to the city is about 1,500 krona.
Okay. Going back to a more content of the FanFest related question, Esna Pituyi is asking probably the thing that most people want to see. Will the because walking in stations is going to be demoed at FanFest, but will test footage of this be released after FanFest so people who weren't there will be able to get a glimpse of what was shown?
Actually, that's probably not going to happen. We want to make an incentive and a reward for the fans who are able to make it out here to FanFest. Now, Torfi may decide to overrule us down the line and share a little bit online with people, but for the fans who are present for that presentation, which is going to be happening Friday afternoon, I believe around 1 or 2 o'clock, it will be on the schedule, and we're slated to have the schedule up on the website for FanFest tomorrow afternoon. Now, that's tomorrow afternoon, kind of our time, so if you're in Germany, don't get upset if it takes a little bit longer. And but that's the current plan.
Okay, but I mean, for most of the events that'll be taking place, I'm assuming we're going to be uploading videos from that to our website as well.
That is correct. We have some four members of Eve TV who are with us both as employees and contractors who will be taping high-resolution cameras. So it's going to be fabulous when that gets downloadable for everybody shortly after FanFest. We're also in discussions with our partners Vivox to be able to do live streaming of Nathan and Hilmar's keynotes on Saturday afternoon. We will, however, be restricting anything coming out of the walk-in station's demo room. No camera recordings there, nothing from Eve TV showing out there that doesn't come by our approval first. So that will be an exclusive for our attendees at the show to see and experience.
Okay, but I mean, cameras and videos and the likes will be allowed elsewhere in the venue. It's just the walking in station's demo room that has this restriction on it.
That is correct. Come record things, send it back to your friends, taunt them that you were here and they weren't.
Actually, if I could interject, it's encouraged that you bring your cameras, your snapshot cameras, even if it's just a cell phone. One of the activities we're putting together this year is similar to like a photo scavenger hunt. We've taken a list of sayings, some things that players might see in local, or some sayings that are familiar coming from some of the devs that are from the game of Eve. And the goal is to find a picture that matches that caption. And people are going to be able to sign up in teams at the venue to get together and try and collect these photos and turn them in. This is the community event, and then we're going to post some of the photos online. We're trying to generate kind of like a photo gallery, a general snapshot of the whole event to try and put online so people can, see what FanFest is all about. So bring your cameras with you to the venue and have fun.
Okay, now one other question that's also come up from Sableye is that will there be any Wi-Fi available at the venue so that people can log into Eve and show off their characters or upload the photos they've taken to blogs and whatnot? Will this be available?
Yes, this will be available, and yes, so you'll be able to. There's wireless at the venue, so if you have a wireless enabled laptop, you'll be able to go online, like you said, upload photos, blog about the fan fest, or change your skills. You'd be welcome to do that.
All right. Moving out further into the city, actually, I can tell everyone that Reykjavik City Center, most of the cafes and bars have Wi-Fi available. So, if you've got a laptop, you can pretty much blog from anywhere in the city. Although we'd prefer it if you stayed in the venue. But here's a question: Beelzebub One asks, "Is there a good heavy metal bar in the city?"
I have an answer for you. We saw that question and researched it today. I am told downtown there's a bar called Dillon, Dillon, that has good live heavy metal bands at various times, but I don't have the music schedule for next weekend.
If I can interject again here, I keep interrupting. I'm sorry. There's just so much information here. Available at the venue, we're going to have the Reykjavik Grapevine newspaper. This is an English newspaper that's printed here in Reykjavik with some of the local news, including things like local clubs, bands that are going to be playing. So if you're interested in the nightlife or any other activities, like if you're staying for longer than just FanFest and making a full vacation of your trip to Iceland, you'll be able to look through that and see if there's anything interesting that you might want to go see besides just coming to FanFest.
All right. Now, Stylum asks whether, last year Glombar was the sort of unofficial pre-event gathering place, and it sort of turned into the standard watering hole for most of the event. Is that going to be the case again this year? Have we got an arrangement with Glombar again?
I'm afraid we haven't worked anything out with Glombar yet. It's not to say it couldn't happen before next weekend, but Cafe Cultura has offered that if you have your FanFest badge and you wear it there, you can get beer for the same price as at the venue, so that's 500 kronar instead of like the usual 700 or so it goes for.
And I think, personally, I think Cafe Cultura is a much nicer place than Glombar anyway. So, good deal on beer. Nice place, nice venue to go to. Why not? Moving on for some other questions that have come in. So, any details on what exactly Eve TV is going to be covering, other than the keynote lectures, of course?
Yeah, the The UTV crew is going to be going around, besides just the keynotes, they're going to be videotaping all of the other lectures. They're also going to have a roving camera and interviews. They're going to be cornering the devs. They want to do interviews with the players about what's going on at FanFest. Interview. There's a forum thread. They're asking about interested corps or alliances that are having a large presence there that want to, you know, get on camera and talk about having everybody together in one place at FanFest, where all the, you know, all the players from all over the world can come and, you know, meet face to face, have a drink, share their stories, and have fun. So not just the lectures, but a general overall overview, basically, of the entire event is going to be recorded by the EVE TV crew.
So if ever you wanted your 5 minutes of internet fame, corner an EVE TV reporter when you see them.
Pretty much.
Question came in from one of our, probably one of our female players, Saskia's was asking, will there be a Women of EVE event like there was last year?
We will be having the Women in EVE roundtable discussion this year. We'd love to get all the female players that are able to come to FanFest and, you know, make their presence known. We're going to have a roundtable for all of us to, you know, sit down and discuss how it is. And unfortunately, we're not going to be having the cocktail that we had last year, but we want to have a general open discussion. Just, you know, talk about wherever you want, talk about the game, talk about what it's like being a player, and just anything.
Okay. Of course, one of the features of the FanFest is the EVE store, where some people can actually buy merchandise and at a fraction of the cost of what it costs to ship it to wherever they're living. But here's a question also came in from Sableye, which is that what... And sorry, Evemon just blared into my headphones that skill training completed, so I got a bit distracted there. Yes, so if we're selling items in the EVE store, which I know we are, what prices are we, or what currency are we charging the prices in? Is it going to be Icelandic krona or one of the other ones? And if we're charging in Icelandic krona, what exchange rates are we using?
Yes, we will be selling in Icelandic krona. Our exchange rate is going to be 1.13 to a dollar for USD. And you can also bring credit cards. We'll have credit card machines available just like last year. We're still in discussion with our store staff to see if we can do other forms of currency. I hope to have an answer for that probably on Monday or Tuesday, but not before then. And the pricing list is still being finalized internally here, so that's nothing we can put up on the website at this time. So you'll probably just find out that on site. But while we're speaking about store stuff, I will tell you a couple of things that we're going to be offering there that you will find very intriguing. We have ship models. The whole complete sets are going to be available. They are gorgeous. We're going to have them on a display case for everybody to look at. I can't even begin to describe them, honestly. So we'll let people take pictures and send them to their friends to show them what it looks like. We're also having some exclusive product water flasks, badges, and whatnot by Dragonfire Lasercrafts, which is a new partner of ours. They're coming out to sell in the store. And our usual stuff, the strategic maps will be there. We're going to have some new hoodies and t-shirts. Particularly interesting will be the Roxor ones. I know those are going to sell out fairly fast.
Yeah, Murine here again. So if you want to get stuff, you might want to think of bringing an extra suitcase just so you can haul home all the cool loot. But the Dragonfire stuff is going to be exclusive to FanFest. You won't be able to find it online or anywhere else. So if you got any friends that that are interested but can't make it to FanFest, you might want to start putting it in the wish list. Because I know the Dragon will make some great Christmas presents.
Now, one of the questions that was raised last year by some people who were shipping in the EVE store was whether we could help arrange shipping, because, and for me at least, the first thing that comes to mind are the ship models, because the boxes they come in are pretty hefty. Will we be able to facilitate shipping for people who've bought, you know, bulky or perhaps fragile items that might not be safe in a suitcase?
We're currently trying to work on a voucher system because, like you said, the models are a bit sizable. We're trying to work out a system that if you make a purchase at the store on site, you'd be able to get a voucher that you can then use for a purchase online in case you don't have enough space to bring it home. And that would help, ideally help offset some of the shipping costs. But again, we're currently trying to lock down some of this stuff with the store staff before we can fully commit to that. But that's one of the things we're trying to work on right now.
Okay, so I assume as once you've got an update on that, it'll go onto our website under the FanFest information.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, another question has come in. Actually, two questions from Zanfir or Zanfir. Sorry, it's sometimes hard to figure out how to pronounce these names. The first one is, are there any restrictions on when you can enter or leave the venue that FanFest is being held in? And probably slightly more tongue-in-cheek, if he brings friends that are WoW players but not EVE players, will they be beaten to death?
Okay, I have to answer the second question first. WoW players just need help to find the light, so we should bring them to FanFest. They will convert, they will become lifelong residents of EVE, and so we embrace them. Bring them forth. They can learn, they can be taught. For the second question, when the schedule goes up tomorrow, it will clarify dates or times for everybody, but in general, the venue will open doors around 9 a.m. to let people in so they don't freeze outside. We actually have plans for better line control for registration on Thursday, so again, people are not standing outside freezing, waiting to get the registration to get into the space. And we'll be closing down around 9 or 10 in the evenings, Thursday, Friday, and of course Saturday, well, who knows?
All right. Speaking of line control, going back to the walking and stations demo, how is that going to work? How many people can get in at a time? How long will you get to try out walking and stations? And what all can you try out? Will it be a full demo from everything from avatar creation to walking around and interacting with players? Or is it just going to be a more limited feature set right now?
Well, I can tell you that corporate Black Ops limits the information that I can share at this time. But the demo room will be opening up shortly after Torfi's speech and presentation in our large lecture hall. I expect there will be a queue to get in. We're still working. In fact, the computers that will be running just arrived today here in Iceland and are being programmed and set up by our lovely operations and our walking in stations crew for next week. We hope to get as many people as possible through the demo stations on Friday and Saturday. We're going to play a little bit by the seat of our pants till we get a better sense of things. We're going to be testing stuff early next week ourselves to get a sense of how much time we need to allot for various rounds to get as many people at FanFest exposure as we can.
Okay. One interesting question that just popped up in the chat channel, actually. It's about the Tour of Iceland for spouses that are on offer. Will players, the spouse's player, have a chance to also go on this tour, either before or after or during FanFest, or is it purely just for people who come on the spouse ticket?
The Sisters of Eve program is designed for spouses, partners for of the players who don't necessarily have an interest in Eve. So all of the events are scheduled during the day, Friday and Saturday, when all of the lectures and presentations and roundtables are happening. So I'm not sure if going on the Sisters of Eve tour when you've come to FanFest, to meet the devs and everything, would be the best. However, one of the things that we'd like to point out is that we have an offer from the Icelandic Excursions Company that is doing the Sisters of Eve tour. They're offering a discount to all FanFest pass holders who want to arrange for a Blue Lagoon tour on their own. For those of you who were at FanFest last year and went on the Blue Lagoon tour, the weather was memorable, I guess is the best word for it. But we didn't want to stop the program, so we're offering players the opportunity to get their own Blue Lagoon tours, at a later date if you're staying longer. Maybe you want a quick tour right before you jump on the plane to go back home or something like that. So we're going to have a contact for the Iceland Excursions company at the venue so that you'll be able to place your orders for this discount program.
All right. One other question came in from Jamar Hargrant, which is, do Roxor take requests?
I'm sad to say that the Roxor playlist has already been set for the party Saturday night. They've had their second rehearsal today. They won't let anybody come listen to them, but I am told it is going phenomenally well. We will have Eve TV recording it, and much like the Eons you got last year, where there was a disc with some excerpts of Roxor playing on those discs on the cover, we will have some Roxor footage available for download. And I'll take this as a chance to answer one question I saw about when will Eve TV be putting material up after FanFest? Well, Oliver and Loxie and Dashi will be working pretty hard right after FanFest is over to get some stuff up as soon as possible to share with the fans. We know people who aren't here want to see that, and the guys are dedicated to making it happen. I just can't give you a firm timeline right now.
Okay, moving on to some questions which might not deal with this year's FanFest, but perhaps with ones in the future. Are we ever going to see a FanFest that takes place outside of Iceland? Perhaps one in the US or one in more mainland Europe?
There's nothing in the plans right now, but I would say if enough people expressed an interest, I would be willing to take that to other people in the company and see what we could make happen.
All right, and another question that's been coming up a bit in the chat channels and the forums is the actual Iceland Air packages. Is there scope for expanding these to include packages that come from other countries other than the ones that were listed at the moment? We do have players that come from a lot further afield than just the US and Central Europe, and I'm sure some of them would appreciate the chance to fly over for a discounted rate as well.
Well, we do know that this year we were a little later than we would have liked to have been getting packages together for the fans to attend. We are planning to work much earlier for 2009's FanFest dates and packages, and we have made a note, particularly the fan who's from Romania who wants a better option. I don't know what we can do with Iceland Air in Romania, but we will explore that option just for you, because.
Because we rock like that. Okay, let me see now. Oh, a question directed at me. Yes, I am repeating my quiz show this year. I am, unfortunately, the two teams have already been selected, and I was informed through third parties that Hilmar never ever wants to be in my quiz show ever again. Unfortunately, I'd love to have him back on the teams. There will be returns of the already favorites, Cow Lake Bomb. There will also be a What's That Thing round, and I've come up with some more interesting ideas for other rounds that are going to take place. But to find out what those are, you'll just have to be there. Now, one other question for you guys. The PvP tournament, of course, one of the big highlights of FanFest, are there still slots open? And can people register on the day or at the venue still, or is everything already full?
Actually, the plan for the PvP tournament is, in fact, to have slots open for people to sign up at FanFest. We actually have 8 slots available, so that means 8 teams of 5 can sign up. We're going to have a second lottery drawing to determine which brackets those teams are going to be placed in, to determine which team they're going to be fighting against in the first round battles. For more information, check out the PvP information page on link from the FanFest page. You can see what the current brackets are, the current teams listed, and you can check out all the rules because we're doing things a little differently this year.
Yes, I think this year's PvP tournament involves asteroids for a start. Just to go back to the question that was about additional activities for people who might be accompanying an Eve player, could you give us a few more details about the packages that are available for spouses, or girlfriends or partners that might be accompanying an Eve player? And is it going to be possible to sign up for these at the venue, or do these have to be pre-booked?
The Sisters Eve program is the primary event that we're offering for spouses accompanying Eve players coming to FanFest. We are opening up sales for the Sisters of Eve program at the venue, so if you arrive and you decide you want to join up, just go to the info desk at the front lobby, and you'll be able to order a ticket for the Sisters of Beef program. Unfortunately, right now, it's a package deal, so it's going to be the Friday and Saturday activities together, which means it would be best if you make your decision and purchase on Thursday, because the tour begins on Friday morning, leaving at about 10 o'clock. So if you want to go, make sure you get there early.
Okay, and a question from someone who probably intends to not just have a partner, but have a spouse at some point next year. Corpse wants to know, any special things for people who might plan marriages or honeymoons around FanFest?
You know, that is the first time I've come across that question, but for the other side of the company, White Wolf Division, I've helped organize some weddings at fan events there, so I'm willing to see what I can do to assist you with that, but we should probably follow up afterwards. If you'll talk to the community service reps, they'll get you in contact with me and we'll talk.
Okay, another question that's come in during the chat channel's open is, roughly how many devs are going to be at FanFest this year?
Just to interrupt for a minute, I saw somebody ask on the chat channel that, can a hubby go along on the Sisters of Eve tour? Yes, it is not female specific. Any spouse who does not understand Eve but is coming with you to explore Iceland can go on the tour, absolutely. Spouse, significant other, there you have it. For the devs, I believe our current count is in excess of 80, almost 100.
Yeah, I think we're going to have people coming over from all three of course the Iceland office, but people from Atlanta and Shanghai are going to be in Reykjavik for FanFest.
That's correct.
And, Astraeus, I think the simplest way to convert your girlfriend into an Eve player would be to start her mining for you. Pro tip. Works every time.
I want to interrupt for a second, because there is an event at FanFest I want to plug while I'm thinking about it. And that's Friday at 4 o'clock. Abraxas has written a play. So the first ever Eve Chronicles Live, called Speakeasy, starring three of our staff members, will be taking place. It deals with theft, sex, violence, drugs, and a sandwich.
Indeed. I've seen the script for this, and it is incredibly humorous, and the part about the sandwich really needs to be heard to be understood and believed.
I will see if we can get Eve TV to record the performance. No guarantees.
What about hints that Zulu Park dropped in his epic question answering thread about more information about Tech 3 and ancient races and other such matters? All these hints they dropped about the fact that they'll be unveiled at FanFest, do we have any more information about that, or is that still under wraps?
Corporate Black Ops frowns on us discussing about this issue at this time. Oh, food. Food is a good question. Let's talk about food for a minute. We will not be serving just pizza this year. We have heard the cries of the hungry and have made modifications. So the venue will have a selection, everything from sandwiches, chips, and cookies and whatnot, up to full vegetarian lasagna plates, and they'll be priced at different values so you can adjust according to your budget, and that will be available throughout the days of the convention. So, we will have pizza present, just not pizza only.
Oh, yes, and if you're really lucky, you can actually get a taste of rotted shark at the FanFest. but that's about all I'm saying about that particular thing before corporate black ops bursts in with a baseball bat and silences me forever. Oh, and as yes, for the question about how cold it gets in Iceland, well, yes, bring warm clothing, and a good pair of boots if you're intending to walk around a lot. But actually, people will need somewhere to put their coats and stuff, so do we have a cloakroom this year?
We don't have a coat check that will be monitored, but we will have coat racks set off to the inside of the door where you can leave your coats there. You can also go to AccuWeather.com and check the forecast for Reykjavik. We're planning on sending a newsletter to the registered attendees tomorrow that has a whole bunch of the information we're talking about today, as well as a few other additional tidbits, and the weather report is one of those items.
Will this additional information also include a detailed map of Reykjavik showing location of the venue and its relation to other points of interest?
Well, what we have right now specifically is we have a map that shows where the hotels are in relation to the venue to make sure that you're able to actually get there once you arrive in Reykjavik. We also have pinpointed where Glitterveder is, which is the main shopping street. And since we just recently heard about the Cafe Cultura deal, we're going to add that to the map as well, so people will be able to stumble their way there too.
Okay. Is there anything else you guys want to plug about the Fan Fest at this point?
I'm thinking there are a couple of things. First of all, to let the person who was asking about the program know, program books are included in the swag bags. Swag bags come with registration for everybody. I'm not going to tell you all the contents, only that they're cool and we're very proud of them. Also, FanFest has a Facebook and it needs friends. So you should absolutely go to Facebook and friend our FanFest page because that would be awesome and make Hilmar happy.
Anything from you, Muriel, about the, or Murine, sorry, about the FanFest?
That's okay. One of the things I noticed we hadn't talked about yet is JITA. We're going to have we've revamped it a little bit this year. We're going to have it's no longer restricted to just large corporations and alliances that have the large showing. There's nothing saying that large corps and alliances can't also reserve their own tables, but we also wanted to open up the option to players who are going there, who are meeting, like, say, through a militia or through maybe some smaller corporations, or just because, you know, you live in the same area, or maybe you're all trying to get together because you all speak a native language together, and just hang out and have fun. You can, and so JITA is open. The one thing, though, is that we have a ticket system. In your swag bags, you're going to be receiving JITA tickets, and you're going to have to band together in order to rent out your own little corporate office, as it were, in order for all of you to, you know, sit down, have a drink, and chat in your own little private area at FanFest.
Okay. One question that came up here from Sablai is, what are the smoking laws in Iceland? Are people allowed to smoke indoors, or are they going to have to brave the elements outside?
There is no smoking inside the venue. However, we're going to provide a small heated tent outside, both during the day and also at night during the party on Saturday, where smokers will be able to go outside, enjoy their cigarettes, and not be pestered by the weather, whatever it happens to be at the time.
Okay. One question I see coming up here is, what type of PCs are we using at FanFest?
Well, I can tell you that okay, I'm being told I'm cutting out, but I hope you can hear me. We're using Commodore machines up in the Walking Stations demo, including the really gorgeous new skins they have for the various factions and races. Down in the PvP room, we're actually using some of the computers from the office to make that happen. So there you go.
No, those aren't Commodore 64s. I knew someone was going to come up with that joke. No, these are the new Commodores that have been on sale for quite a while. If you actually do a search for Commodore gaming PCs through Google, you will find their site. They are pretty good machines, actually, but of course, with the Eve skins on them, they look absolutely gorgeous.
To answer one question that's been repeating about the lottery for the players to win a free trip to FanFest, we have no plans at this time. If something like that happens, it would only be announced on site.
Okay. If there's nothing else from either of you two, I think it's about time we start to wrap this one up. For all of you who have been posting gameplay-related questions, well, if you're coming to FanFest, you'll be in a great position to ask the devs that in person. If not, then I would recommend that you post your queries into the features and ideas or game design discussion forum threads. Comes to me to thank Chris Notori and Murine for their contributions to this evening. And to all you pilots out there, fly safe. We will probably not be having a live devlog next week because we're going to be far too busy at FanFest. But in the week after that, we'll be back on schedule with more information about what's going to be happening in the universe of Eve. Have a good night.